We are the Mighty 690 KGGF. Good morning. It is a Tuesday. I'm Bill Small, slavering over a hot microphone. I'm just making up words as I go along. It's my right. I get to do that. And let's clear up some confusion here. I thought I had Independence Chamber of Commerce coming in this time of the day. That's not till next hour. But surprise, we have another interview. We've got Carol Staten and Janice Reese from the Cherryvale Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, young ladies.
Good morning.
I like these right there in perfect harmony there. Let's say hi to Janice first. Hi, Janice.
Hello.
Get you to recognize the voices. And Carol over there.
Good morning.
So you know who's on which side of the radio, you know. So big doings coming up this weekend, I gather.
Yes, we have... a festival that's coming up. Our Cherry Blossom Festival is Friday and Saturday.
I guess I will be there to do a remote broadcast from there, so I'm looking forward to that. Tell us what's involved.
Well, on Friday evening, Friday afternoon, there will be food trucks coming in, and also some craft vendors, and a lot of, you know, different pampering type booths that will be coming in. And then that evening will be worship call, with Nathan Connors. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking forward to that. And he will start at 6:30 and perform till about 9. So
it's a Christian music worship call?
Or? Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So continue through the agenda.
So anyway, that is from 5 to 9 will
on
be
Friday.
The food vendors,
right,
on Friday. And then Saturday, May 7th. At 8 o'clock, we'll have a car show, and so anybody who's got one of those nice antique cars or even just a nice hot rod that they want to show off.
I have an unspectacular 2005 Toyota Sienna.
That you want to bring?
Okay. It probably won't make it.
Anyway, at 8 o'clock, you know, show up for bringing those cars out there. We want to see those, and there will be plaques for the top 10 and a Best of Show plaque will also be presented at the car show. Then also we'll have the food vendors and craft booths that will open.
Okay.
And the food vendors, the trucks that we're going to have to be smoking barbecue and the Skinny Henny. Carol, have you ever ate at the Skinny Henny?
I have not, no.
What is that? What's their specialty?
Well, their specialty is kind of some of the things that they do are burgers. They have fried chicken.
Okay.
And they, of course, do the fresh cut fries. And so you can onion rings, but they were there last year and they were really liked a lot. They sold out and had to go get more supplies.
How horrible for them.
So they were very happy, but they come and do the chuck wagon on Wednesdays at Cherryvale.
Okay.
Every once in a while, and I know they do really great there, and people really love their food. So come out and see the Skinny Henny or To Be Smoking Barbecue. There's Bittler's Doghouse. They'll be doing some hot dogs, mm-hmm, and let me see what else that they provide. They're going to have biscuits and gravy in the morning for breakfast. And
wouldn't
Polish
be Kansas
sausage
without them.
Yes, and the malted shakes. And mm-hmm, so there's what they kind of will be providing. There's Lever's Food Truck. They'll bring a lot of different variety of foods as, mm-hmm, well. And then we have snow cones because, you know, we're hoping we have nice, warm
weather. Oh, we will. I've put in the order already.
So, yeah. Great. I appreciate
You're
that,
very
Bill,
welcome.
Because we really need nice weather and all of that.
I'll so bill you later.
Okay. Well, we'll work on that.
Okay.
Mojo Snow Cones and Snowflake Snow Cones are going to be there. So there's going to be a good variety of food trucks. So come out and enjoy those. And then we have live music starting at 10 a.m. And the singer and songwriters Chris Mitchell and Daryl Molinex will be performing.
Okay.
And they're from Independence, so they're local. And if you've ever heard them on the Meadowlark Lounge, Chris does a great job. And so anyway, we're looking forward to hearing him perform, him and Daryl. And then at 12 to 2, the Stage Art Dance Studio will be performing, and they are from the Coffeyville area. So anyway, those people from around here, come up and see the kids, those that are performing. We're looking forward to seeing them.
Okay.
And then from 3 to 5, we have C.M. Johnson Band that will also be performing. And I believe they're local as well from Independence. Okay. So,
Carol, tell us a little bit what's behind the whole idea of the Cherry Blossom Festival.
It started about 30 years ago just as a way to get people. It originally started downtown in Cherryville, so it was a way to get people downtown for a festival, and then they moved it to the park because it got bigger with more craft vendors.
Are cherry blossoms a big thing in Cherryville? I mean, other than the name of the town, obviously. But
well, it's our main festival for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
yeah.
And this is this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday. What are the hours again?
8 to 5, pretty much.
Okay.
On Saturday, and 5 to 9 on Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else you ladies want to touch on while you're here? Or?
Bring your lawn chairs and spend the day, especially for the music.
So some of our vendors, just give you a sample of some of the things that we're going to have there. We have Cincy's that's going to be available. We have Mary Kay. There's some Indie Design. They're going to have woodcraft gifts and home decor. We also have a hardwood turntable lamps and bowls that are going to be. We'll have face painting. There's planner chairs. There's beaded pins, keychains, and lanyards that are going to be available. And then to pamper yourself, there's these bath bombs that somebody's going to have with salts and soaps.
My wife
and lotions
loves those.
And
yeah.
Soaps. Yes. So you got to take care, watch those. We're going to have, I think, some jewelry there. And there's some embroidery hand towels and burp rags and other miscellaneous items that some people are going to have. So there's a lot of things that people can, if you're looking for gifts for Mother's Day or, it's just that next day. So bring out
last
mom
minute shopping.
Or
yeah.
Nice time to go shopping for Mother's Day. And also graduations. There might be some graduates that are looking for something that you might be able to find something there for them. And I know that Cherryville actually has graduation that day. So when you get done with graduation, bring the family, come celebrate, enjoy the food trucks and the music, and I think it'll be a great fun time.
Make a whole big day out of
it. So,
yeah.
Yes, and then the face painting is actually an artist that's doing that. So it's Artistic Impressions.
Okay.
And that's by Angela Swift. And so anyway, she will do a lot of different types of face paintings, as well as I think have hairspray if you want to do colored hair sometime.
I'd be happy just to have hair.
Well, maybe she can work that out for you, Bill.
Spray some hair onto my head for me. I've got enough on my chin. Just spray some on my head. Okay, Carol Staten and Janice Reese, thank you so much for joining us to tell us all about the Cherryville Cherry Blossom Festival. I'm stumbling with the words in my head here. Is there a website folks can go to for more information about this?
You can actually go to our Facebook page. So if you go to Cherryville's Chamber Facebook page, there's information there. And so we want everyone to come out. This is a great time to enjoy and just relax and have fun with family and friends.
And the location in Cherryville?
It's at Logan Park. And so that's right there where kind of the central meeting place for community.
Makes sense.
And, it's by the stadium. But everybody pretty much knows where Logan Park is, I think.
All right. Well, we'll see you there this weekend. Thanks for sharing some time with us here this morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Well, Bill, thanks for having us.